Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, why are so many women increasingly behaving like this one? She says if their relationship can't survive one of them sleeping with someone else, then how strong is it? She of course isn't referring to him, but is instead referring to herself. She's the cheater, the one that wants to smash somebody else. And she's disrespecting him and wants him to sit in the cuck chair. Notice that the nose ring of mental illness is also present. Up next, what's stopping men from building a house like this to avoid gold diggers? How about the cost as well as the mold that would be hard to control in a structure like that? Plus, it wouldn't really be a secret with that elevator because you'd have to register it and do occasional maintenance and the repairman would talk. Plus, a man doesn't need that much room. The only thing I find impressive is that gooning cave on the left on the middle floor. I want that. Number 3, BlackRock and the World Economic Forum put out a plan to end middle-class homeownership by 2030. I believe it, but I think their timeline is way too optimistic. They want complete control because the elites are scared of outliers who can derail the global plans by putting dangerous information about their agenda out there. Too bad we don't know what the information is. This is why it's important to get into the upper class if you can, so you don't have to worry about evil plans like this. Moving on, someone says they would sit on this floor with nothing in the room and still feel like he won. Won what? A massive monthly payment. I almost bought a 2-story penthouse condo in 2015 that looked like this, but the monthly maintenance fee was $2,400 a month. The apartment was only $300,000, and it would have been a great investment, and I could have got a roommate or two and it still wouldn't have felt cramped. But if I did that, then no Bitcoin or financial freedom today. Number 5, here's the insanity of hybristophiliac women. This guy ended his wife and daughters and was sentenced to life in prison. And yet numerous women are sending him love letters. Women are wondering where all the good men have gone, and they're in prison apparently, and they're far from being good. Once you understand female nature and how crazy their behavior is like this, you'll never be able to date them and love them the same way again. Unless you're a total simp. Up next, here's a psychological test. Who would you give your seat to? You can rule out the man because if you give it to him, you're a misogynist. If I was forced to communicate with all of them, then I'd tell the women they could all fight for it. The only way to win this psychological game is not to play. Either just ignore them and keep sitting, or get up and walk away with interacting with any of them. The less you say or do anything, the better for you. But why is this even up for debate? There are already empty seats back there. Number 7, if Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Conquering was made today, this is what it would look like. I feel bamboozled because where's Pedro Pascal? And of course you just know that Sauron would have a fabulous rainbow eyelash around him. He wouldn't be bad either. Just misunderstood with a terrible childhood. And don't you just know that his ring is gonna look like this? Poor Frodo, it looks like it's way too small for him to wear. Moving on, here's the price of the S&P 500 relative to the M2 money supply. It looks like it's the most overvalued since the dot-com bubble, and yes, AI companies are carrying all the gains for the market in the last year or so. Knowing this, what are you supposed to invest in? People say to buy consumer staples companies because people will still have to buy personal hygiene products and food. Or maybe put 20 to 30% in short-term bonds like Warren Buffett and wait for the crash. Not financial advice. Number 9, why is it that girls shoot their shot by staring at you like this? And if you pay attention, then you know to make your move. Unless, of course, she's just playing games with you, thinking you know what it means. And even though they say nothing, they still make fun of guys for having no game. Enjoy this look, because a few years after she's been with you, you're more likely to start getting this look all the time. It's the you did something wrong, but you don't know what it is look. Up next, if this woman gave you a look like this in Israel, would you approach or would you take cover? This is back in 1989 when the female Israeli soldiers were suggested to carry weapons with them all the time. I wouldn't, because the positive points she gains from that rifle are canceled out by the negative points she gets for having teeth like that. But regardless, she looks like she would fit really well in at a Texas beach. She also needs to work on that bikini area. Number 11, here's the MCU before billion-dollar CGI budgets. And will you look at that? Thor has boobs. That came true because he also got them in Endgame. But I think the only reason they looked this ridiculous in the past was because they were making films so they can keep the licenses. And they were doing it as cheaply as possible. The only ones missing here are Japanese Spider-Man and Howard the Duck. Also check out Daredevil and Black Widow from 1975. Moving on, we should all take a moment to show Sydney Sweeney's mom a moment of appreciation, because she convinced her to not get breast reduction surgery. Her mom saved her career. She figured she wasn't going to make it on her low-level acting skills, although she was pretty okay in that boxing movie. As for her mom, I guess some heroes do wear aprons and bake cookies in the kitchen. We seriously need to find a way to crowdfund a statue for her. Number 13 Alec Baldwin criticized Elon Musk for not agreeing with a black woman being cast in The Odyssey. Careful, Elon, because Baldwin has shot people before for less, and he should have gone to jail for it instead of weaseling his way out. I dusted off this old meme. I'm sure that everyone will appreciate it. Of course, what he did while filming that Western was just an accident, of course. I'm so tired of Hollywoke. Glad it's going to be dead in another 5 to 10 years. Optics Riot says that white folks arrived in South Africa before Zulus. Lilith says, why not let the sun decide who's native by having people stand outside for an hour? It's going to be great when South Africa goes bust and what's left of the white folks there leave. And then we can watch them all live in squalor. In the end, white folks will just send robots in to mine and develop the place and extract the wealth. The robots can stand out in the sun all day if they like. Number 15 Sam Altman signed up to have his brain digitized when he dies, so he can live forever in the cloud. But for this to work, his brain needs to be taken out while he's still alive. And he says it's a fair trade. Imagine being stuck on the internet forever. It's still just a copy and not actually him. All these tech company CEOs are obsessed with living forever. What they don't realize is the reincarnation is real, and why would you want to live forever as you when you can keep coming back as somebody new? Moving on, life is getting expensive for women, and a bunch of single mothers ditch men to live in a momune with their kids. They say the lifestyle works perfectly for them, but something tells me it definitely won't be working out for those poor kids being surrounded by all that irrational estrogen, especially the boys. Also, have you ever been to a house full of female roommates? The place ends up becoming filthy because nobody cleans. Because if one person doesn't clean, then the others say, then why should I do it? Number 17 Bonnie Blue was seen with her pregnant belly while taking shots. What kind of shots? Because she's probably just drinking water out of a shot glass knowing people are taking pictures as a way to get some publicity. When the story first said shots, I thought, what shots to her face or something? Or maybe back shots? And we all know who the father of that future kid is. England. And you know that baby is going to get poked more than a spit roast piglet. Up next, this woman says that nobody talks about the pain of being married and seeing a man more successful and wealthier than her husband. They're hypergamous monkey-branching gold diggers, and I'm tired of pretending they're not. Saying stuff like this might also be a great excuse for being whores. Yet a woman like this will still lose her mind if she's out in public with her husband and even glances at another woman from the corner of his eye. Number 19, here's a story from 5 years ago about the growing number of uneducated, lone, broke men being a threat to society. They aren't dangerous. They've been heavily sedated by video games and corn on their phones. Their testosterone levels are lower than those of 70-year-old men. The real threat to the system are a small number of lone men building wealth outside the system and competing for the assets that the wealthy want. Look up elite overproduction to understand what I'm talking about. Moving on, this woman recorded over 300,000 hours of television over 35 years because she was scared people would rewrite history. Does she have a point? Maybe, but the Mandela effect would just change her footage. But seriously, she's sitting on a gold mine. I would digitize the footage from the 80s and 90s, especially newscasts, and put it on YouTube and see if I can actually monetize it, as well as old commercials because people love that nostalgic content. Number 21 Musa Faki, a politician from Chad, says that the world wants Africa's minerals but not its migrants. Eventually they'll have to send in robots to get the minerals and let the Africans stay where they are. Otherwise they'll take the West down with them. A drowning man always pulls others down. But yes, we want the minerals. And the minerals won't break into your house and end you and your family. Even the Chinese are starting to leave Africa because they realize that African labor isn't worth it. Up next, this guy ignored another guy who liked him, and 2 years later fell in love with the same person after she transitioned into a woman. And then the trans woman left them anyways. And some people think that this would be a great solution for the male loneliness epidemic. Trans women have more options than guys and eventually get the same entitled attitude of biological women. Then again, maybe the moral of the story is, if you don't succeed, turn into a girl and try again. Number 23, this Palestinian refugee in England tried raping a 14-year-old and says his religion is okay with it, because according to Sharia law, it's okay to rape non-Muslim girls. And I wouldn't be surprised if the courts in the UK agree with them. I think he forgot to mention the part of the Quran that clearly states that if you immigrate to a new land, you're required to follow the laws of the land. Abdullah bro here needs to be deported. Moving on, imagine how awesome it would have been if somebody created the Skywalker saga, where Padme turned to the dark side, and the Skywalkers overthrew the Emperor of the galaxy. You just know that someone out there is going to make this using artificial intelligence. I'd love to see what an evil Princess Leia would be doing. The only hard part would be figuring out how to turn Padme to the dark side when she believes in democracy and freedom. I'm sure somebody will write a great storyline. Number 25 on the last one, should they criminalize Fake Up for doing stuff like this? Am I the only one who thinks she looks more unique and beautiful without makeup? Of course she does, but she doesn't fit the current popular cookie cutter mold that women are trying to fit in these days. Other women will tell her that she looks better with the fake up because they're probably jealous of her uniquely freckled face. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.